luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St. Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
Donald Trump has abandoned plans to charge a 20% fee on ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz after Gulf leaders urged him to reconsider. Instead, the US president says regional allies will invest billions of dollars in the United States while Washington maintains its blockade of Iranian shipping. The reversal comes as the United States launched another round of strikes on Iranian targets linked to the Strait of Hormuz, with Iran responding by claiming attacks on US military bases in Bahrain, Kuwait and Jordan. Just 24 hours earlier, Trump had defended the proposed fee as compensation for protecting one of the world's busiest shipping lanes.
I want to be reimbursed because we're protecting a very rich portion of the world. We're spending money. And so what we've done is we are going to be reimbursed for protection. We're protecting by the countries that we're helping. For instance, you look at the five countries. You have Saudi Arabia. You have UAE. You have Qatar, or Qatar, as I always say. You have Qatar.
But after speaking with Gulf leaders, Trump reversed course.
I was called by different people, different countries, kings and emirs, and they said, we'd love to do it a different way. We'd love to invest in the United States with billions and billions of dollars, and we would like to invest tremendously in the United States as opposed to charging a fee. And I like that, actually, because I don't think anybody should be able to charge a fee for the Strait, but we were doing it as a reimbursement. The Gulf states are going to invest a tremendous amount of money, and that was very satisfactory to me. I think it's actually much better.
The policy shift has done little to ease tensions. The U.S. military says it launched fresh strikes against Iranian military sites used to target commercial shipping while maintaining a naval blockade of vessels traveling to and from Iranian ports. Iran says the blockade breaches the Memorandum of Understanding, signed last month, to halt the conflict and reopen the Strait of Hormuz, effectively rendering the agreement void. President Masoud Pezeshkian has rejected what he describes as Donald Trump's rude language, insisting Iran will continue to defend its territory.
They continue this language, but what have they reached on the ground? The people who want to turn Iran to pieces, what have they reached? We respond in action and protect what we believe in, every inch of our soil. The rude language they're using is worthy of themselves, not us.
The latest escalation has left last month's memorandum of understanding between Washington and Tehran effectively in tatters. The agreement was intended to halt the fighting, reopen the strait and begin negotiations towards a broader settlement within 60 days. But the two sides interpreted the terms differently, particularly over who would control shipping through the strait. The renewed fighting has also prompted fresh international concern. The United Nations says freedom of navigation through the Strait of Hormuz must be protected.
That we believe that there must be free movement of shipping across the Strait of Hormuz. We stand against any efforts to restrict the freedom of movement of shipping. And you will have seen that the International Maritime Organization has also come out with a statement against any imposition of tolls by any party.
The Strait of Hormuz connects the Persian Gulf with the Arabian Sea and normally carries around a fifth of the world's oil and gas supplies. Recent attacks on commercial shipping have slowed tanker traffic dramatically, fueling concerns about global energy markets. Middle East analyst Sina Azadi says the conflict has been shaped by a fundamental difference in how Washington and Tehran view time, power, and political survival.
I think that they believe that even if this war continues, they can rebound in a decade or so. But as for the United States, not only they can defeat Trump politically, but in they can push the United States out of the region for a very long time. You know, an average American policymaker thinks in terms of election cycles. Iranians don't think in terms of election cycles. They think in decades from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. So that's a difference in the outlook of their thinking.
Hannah Hodson, SBS News.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.